This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at back pain and work factors, and finally a story about testing for rotator cuff shoulder injuries. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 474, recorded August 29th. 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study analyzed 11 general practitioners from an existing general practice survey and 6 physiotherapists selected randomly using snowball sampling techniques. Each participant was given a 30-minute interview, and the researchers identified themes contrasted between and within both groups of respondents. Several themes were identified from the interviews, including approaches to evaluating patients' work problems, perceived ability to manage work and pain, and policies and penalties in the workplace. The researchers noted that whereas physiotherapists were more likely to take a structured approach and ask patients about their job and work difficulties, general practitioners were less likely to ask about their patients' work situations. Additionally, assessing patients' ability to return to work appeared to cause tension between general practitioners' roles as gatekeeper and patient advocate. The authors concluded that these health care professionals need to take patients' work difficulties and their own perceived ability to offer effective guidance in account when working with them. Additionally, to ensure a smooth return to work, practitioners should take into account their patients' workplace receptivity to their work problems. As always, also consider discussing all back and related spinal injuries with your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Study data have shown no one test can accurately diagnose rotator cuff tears or tendinosis of the shoulder. Researchers reviewed 139 consecutive patients being examined at 2 orthopedic clinics for possible rotator cuff lesions. If a diagnosis was uncertain after taking patients' medical history, a clinician performed physical examinations to diagnose possible lesions. Arthroscopy and MRI with arthrogram were the reference standards for patients with and without surgery, respectively. Sensitivity, specificity, and likelihood ratios were determined to ascertain whether multiple combinations of frequently used tests offered stronger predictions of accurate diagnosis. Separately, none of the tests were highly sensitive in the diagnosis of rotator cuff tears or tendinosis, according to the researchers. Additionally, although no combination of tests improved diagnosis, sensitivity and specificity, if there was at least one positive test for tendinosis, sensitivity for detecting full thickness tears was 88.5%. Internal rotation and lateral rotation lag sign did not improve the likelihood of an accurate diagnosis of subscapularis or supraspinatus tears. However, lateral rotation lag sign was found to demonstrate a discriminatory ability for tear size. The ideal cutoff for accurately diagnosing a supraspinatus tear was found to be 2.9 centimeters with a sensitivity of 80% and a specificity of 81.4%, again according to the researchers. Subscapularis tests were unable to differentiate tear sizes. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, wishing our American listeners a happy Labor Day holiday weekend, I leave you with the following quote from Abraham Lincoln. It is not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.